following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house and the Roxbury Plea's on the way.
Coach Rick Cleveland is in the studio. I understand you say I waste time on the show. What do I do that slows productivity?
Drinking coffee, putting on dadgum lipstick. Am I making myself clear?
Yes, sir.
Man, I took her to the prom.
Who?
Flat Patty, dude. She got that name because...
That's enough.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Booyah!
Happy, happy weekend, everybody. Hi, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Welcome to my Variety Hour. Well, it's called the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, but it takes a village. And the people in the village. Yeah. The Roxbury Players. They're here. Yeah. I think everybody's done with their summer vacations. And over to my right, the magnificently talented John Bell, everyone.
Greetings, everybody.
And how are you?
I am breathing and out of jail, so I am well.
John, who do we have over there in your room and the room behind that?
It looks to me as though everyone is here.
See, every door has a big plexiglass double pane. Can you have double pane plexiglass? It is. So we can see one another in both control rooms, and then we have two production rooms. And we can see what's going on in all four of them. I especially have to see what's going on.
Yes.
Never know who's going to bring in some folks to kind of sit around and watch us work. I don't like that, by the way. Stop doing that. I'll take your keys. Okay. So we've got four rooms that are kind of in a circle and a circular hallway connecting all of them. So I guess the whole studio is laid out like a sand dollar. So, okay, I see. Yeah, I see you, John. I see Aunt Belle. She's here early. Larry Carey, who's here sometimes, and Arnie. That's Earl T's cousin. And I see Earl T. I need all of you strong men, because I need to get a dozen or so bags of potting soil. The big bags. Yeah, I've been lifting way too much lately. Okay, I gotta stop straining. And since Arnie has that big cargo van, I guess we need to use it. Or we can use yours, John. It really doesn't matter. We can take my Jeep.
Our cars are all blocked in by the construction guys, so we may have to call a cab.
Well, we could always call Uber.
Yeah, we could do that. No, wait a minute.
What's the problem?
A car's not going to be big enough.
My Jeep has plenty of room for all of us. Larry, would you pull the Jeep around?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? Please pull the Jeep around front. I need you guys to help me get all those big bags of potting soil into the trailer. I can't lift those things. The Jeep will be fine. Would you please pull it around front?
Okay.
We're going to have to get a pickup truck.
Oh, that means we're going to have to call...
Goober. Right.
Because you think anyone who has a pickup truck is a goober.
Right.
Sweet. And how do you contact Goober?
I have my Goober app. Let me push it.
Thank you for choosing Goober.
Seriously, nobody's going to believe this. You guys, that sounds exactly like me.
Oh, hey, dude, it's okay.
Most of the time it is, but you guys are just wasting production time. And you can't put that voice right next to mine when I'm talking. It doesn't work that way very well.
This show is for entertainment.
Please.
Fun purposes only, dude.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, anyone who hadn't figured that out already shouldn't be driving anyway.
You have a point there.
So, like, they need Goober, dude. So just let the lady talk.
Okay.
you for choosing Goober. We are contacting a pickup truck to get to you as quickly and safely as possible. Because at Goober, we put safety first, or somewhere down the list. Please keep in mind that when you use Goober, you just might be riding with another person, or chickens, or other livestock. Riding in the bed of a truck is just fine.
Oh, boy.
But it's also $2 extra.
And worth it.
In a few minutes, you're going to need to be watching out for your Goober driver. And I mean, watch out. Most our trucks ain't got no brakes.
What?
Thank you for choosing Goober, where your desperate need for transportation is our meal ticket. And speaking of tickets, if your Goober driver gets one, you are the one that's going to pay for it. At Goober, we have found that most of the time, if our drivers are ticketed, it's usually because the keg in the back has overturned, which tends to freak out our passengers and attract attention of law enforcement. So yeah, it's your fault.
That seems fair.
Just remember, if you see some blue lights, be cool. And everyone will timely reach their destination. Have a good day and good luck. Not that you'll need it, but, you know, just in case.
All right, so apparently we are using Goober.
Not getting in there. I see it.
We're in hot pursuit.
Driver, I think a wheel just came off.
Doesn't this just ain't our day?
You want to look out for that police car that's heading right towards you?
And here we are at Home Depot.
Thanks for the ride, Mr. Goober driver.
Let's get out of here.
That'd be a good idea.
Arnie, John, you guys go in the garden section and please get the potting soil for me. Earl, I need you to take the Uber Goober back and go get my Jeep. I'm done with this.
Jeez, Jolene, you're always ruining things for us.
Ruining thing? I don't ruin anything. You guys are crazy.
Whoa. Hi, I'm a high-strung college student, and even I listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Because, I mean, they're all weird and unbalanced, just like me.
That's it?
And my tuition costs so much money.
There's the answer I was looking for.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
The following audio can also be seen in brilliant animation at...
Wait, you've got the wrong notes. It's on YouTube. This video is on YouTube. It's old. It's a classic. Just search Jolene Roxbury 911 call.
Really? Okay, if you say so.
Answer, pick up.
Hello, 911. What is your emergency?
I'm in the bathroom.
Sir.
Ma'am.
Sir.
Ma'am.
You're going to have to talk a little bit louder, sir. I cannot understand you.
I can't. This is Belle Cadeau. I'm in the bathroom of my condo.
What is your problem, ma'am?
My husband has overdosed on those man vitamins. You know?
Man vitamins?
You know, those pills that make men happy and just...
Oh, okay. You talk about those pills on the TV.
Yes.
Where that ugly man is playing golf with that really big club with that goofy look on his face.
And that's the one, and he's overdosed. And for the past 4 days, he's been just enhanced. I can't stand it anymore. We're on vacation.
Well, I must ask you again, what is your problem with that?
Well, then, we're on vacation. I've got friends over.
What would you like for me to do? Would you like for me to send over some other people or perhaps some cocktails and food to your house or something?
Absolutely not. I've got shopping
ma'am,
to do.
Where are you at?
I'm in my condo. I don't know. Could you use the tracking chart?
Well, ma'am, we do not have that. This is not Lieutenant Uhura, okay, ma'am?
What?
You're going to have to let me know your location.
I don't know the address. I've got shopping to do.
Ma'am, I am not being rude, okay? I am simply trying to help you. I do not understand that this is not an emergency.
It is to me. We're trying to play cards up in here.
I'm looking at my bulletin board right now, and it say this did not make the list of emergencies, okay?
What?
It don't say nothing about a woman being locked up in her bathroom with her husband wanting to get his freak on for 4 days in a row, okay?
Well, that's just stupid.
So you don't have to just go home.
No, I'm not going home to HR stiffing stuff.
Sorry,
he's making me crazy.
You just have to go home and take care of your business.
I'm trying to.
Yourself, like everybody else does.
I need some help.
I gotta hang up now,
don't
ma'am.
You dare leave me.
I cannot talk with you anymore, ma'am. It's against the rules.
Don't hang up. No.
This is me hanging up on you now.
No, don't hang up. Oh, hell.
And now, another song parody by the Roxbury Players. Which means we didn't write the good part.
Never went down to Bama. He was looking for a cooler treat. He was in a bind, his red behind was blistering from the heat. When he came across this young man sweating buckets like it was hot, the devil jumped up on a dead tree stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I bet you didn't know it, but I'm from a warmer place. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet right to your face.
You look pretty worn now, but listen up, old son. I bet ice cream in a bowl against your soul that it's hotter where I come from.
Johnny, you'd best put on your shoes. You're gonna take a ride. Down below, that's where you'll go, where the devil does reside. And if you find it hotter there, as the bet is told, then you lose and the devil gets your soul.
Going down? Johnny went down under and said,
you know, it wouldn't hurt if I put on some long pants and buttoned up my shirt. The flaming sulfur's pretty, he said with a smile. But you fool, it's so cool I may stay for a while.
The devil bowed his head because he knew he'd met his fate. And he handed Johnny a golden bowl of chocolate.
Johnny said, just come on back, cause it's easy to tell. Ask anyone, you son of a gun, Alabama's hotter than hell. Who wants ice cream? Woo!
Hey, don't you go anywhere, we will be right back.
This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Naaman's Catering. Naaman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it?
Delicious soups like tomato bisque.
Delicious seafood gumbo. You can buy all those by the gallon.
Salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Naaman's Catering. Delicious and convenient to go menu at naamanscatering.com.
Folks have started taking my advice. They're calling 473-3900. They ask for Thomas Naaman and request that he personally guide them through the contents of the takeout freezer. Wouldn't you like to have your own personal catered freezer concierge? Yeah, you would. Call them up. Let Naaman's get dinner ready so you don't have to.
Hey guys, this is David Lord from A&A Vacuum, and I'm here to talk with you about something very serious. Amazon hates A&A Vacuum. Why so much hate?
I can't tell you why.
Well, I'm here to tell you why. At A&A, you always get to try before you buy. Instead of buying it online, hoping it's what you want.
I want it that way.
Whenever you buy from us, we do it all right here in our store.
This is how we do it.
We beat Amazon's prices all day long. When you leave my store, you're going to feel like $1 million, but you're not going to spend that on any of our machines.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Cheese Road, just west of some celery.
Almost got through an entire commercial without you being a weirdo.
Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
So, like, all ready with a back-to-school report.
Getting ready, huh?
Like, me and little Earl Jr. have been getting all kinds of school supplies and stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so we got this list here.
Oh, the dreaded school supply list.
Wait, let me get my glasses on.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's a crazy straw.
Appropriate. Okay.
Wait. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm thinking I may have already got some of this stuff at home.
Yeah, that's smart. I bought so many packages of pencils and we already had them at home.
You know, and that way I can save some money,
uh-huh,
man.
Exactly.
Okay, first thing we need are some 3-ring binders.
Mm-hmm.
Binders. Yeah, those. Oh, wait, I got some of them at home.
Okay.
But they only got 1 ring, man, and like the paper just kind of dangles out.
That's got to have 3 rings.
You know, so yeah, we got to buy those.
Okay.
Let's see what we got. We need dividers?
Yeah.
It just says dividers. Like, divide what, Jolene?
You know, notebook dividers with the tabs on them. The colored tabs.
Oh, wait. I had to wear those when I had braces, dude. My teeth were crowded in the head, and the vet put in dividers so my wisdom teeth would have room to grow in.
No. The vet put them in? What are you talking about?
Yeah, vet.
That's weird.
Well, where did you go to get your braces, Julie?
An orthodontist?
Oh, well, then, oh, hoity-toity. Okay, we gotta get Texas.
Texas? Texas what?
Oh, Texas Instrument Calculator, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Texas Instruments, what is that, a cattle prod or a banjo? You know,
no.
It's the only Texas
instruments I know of. Seems they don't need them in schools, though. I mean, I don't see the kids playing banjo or zapping each other down the hallway.
Don't give them any ideas, trust me.
Okay, next, we need some number two pencil.
What's so funny?
Number two. You know, that's like...
Real mature, Earl.
That's like, you know, doing number two. Did you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like, here's some ballpoint pens.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Sharpie markers. Wow, look at all the colors he got, Jolene. All the colors of the rainbow.
Yep.
We didn't have colors like this back in my day. We had, like, black and red.
Mm-hmm.
And whoa, check out all the highlighters, dude.
Yeah, they're not just yellow anymore.
I wonder if they make highlighters the same as they did when I went back to school. Let me see.
Earl, what are you doing?
Wait.
Hey.
I got nothing, so I guess they don't.
You're awful.
Bummer. Well, look, Jolene, I just want you to know I'm not mad because you haven't, like, called or anything lately.
Well, that's good. Aren't you mad at me?
Even though the fans clamor for it.
You know what? I didn't even know you had a son.
Oh, yeah, sure, I got a kid. You didn't know that?
Uh-uh.
At least I think it's my kid. I was trying to teach it to talk, and I said, say da-da, da-da, and he said, mailman.
Ba-dum-bum.
Later, dude.
I'll talk to you later, Earl. Thanks for the call. You know what? Something you need to do, if you have not already done so, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It is free because, like, why would they charge you for that? I don't know. Radio people are greedy, that's why. Not really. But, you know, some apps you gotta pay for, but this one you don't. And do you know how people say when something's free and it's crappy, they say, well, you get what you pay for? No, not this. It's free and it's awesome because all your favorite shows you listen to all week long on FM Talk 106.5, they are available in podcast form. Yes, right there at your fingertips. And, you know, I was looking at some of our stats about our podcast. Statistical breakdown of where folks are listening. And it reminded me of this message. Actually, Sean Sullivan got this message several years back and forwarded it to me. It's a lady listening to our show from across the pond.
Yeah, hi, Jolene. It's Vanessa in London. London, England, that is. Just listen to your show, and they're enjoying it, and hope you're well, and hope you hear this message. Take care. Loads of love. Bye.
I think she even had our show on in the background. That is so cool, though. I remember somehow either she left her phone number or she called me directly. I can't remember, but she had a friend in Atlanta that she would visit, you know, a few times a year. And the friend in Atlanta was listening to the show. And so that's how she took it back to London with her. And it turned out she was a driver. I believe it was a Wembley Central Station. And she said that when the bombings occurred in 2005, she was very nervous, scared, just going to work every night to drive the train. And her friend in Atlanta had given her one of my CDs, which had, you know, a mixture of funny stuff on there, songs and whatnot. And she said it comforted her, made her smile, helped her calm her last nerve. Now that I think about it, 2005, okay, the show wasn't on the air until 2009, so... Wow, this goes way back. I'm old. It just goes to show you never know who you're going to reach and how you can make a difference in someone's life, even if you're just being goofy.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water. And I've never seen an endorphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh my God! Somebody's trying to break into our house! Honey, honey!
I done told you! The unemployment office don't open till 8. Now go back to sleep!
You idiot! Open the safe! We have to protect the kids! All of our things, my jewelry! Where's that monkey at? What's the problem?
I'm trying! It's stuck!
Oh, we're all gonna die!
I can't get to him!
What would you do in this situation? When your family is threatened, how will you protect them if you can't get to your monkey quickly?
Get him out!
I'm trying! It just won't open!
Loser!
We need a safe, reliable way to contain our primate!
It's a fact. This year, 1 in 10 homes will be invaded. You know this, but you don't want guns in the house. You've exercised your Second Amendment rights and secured a primate to protect you and your family. But how can you be sure your monkey will be ready when it comes time to defend you? At Primate Vault, our store boasts over 44,000 square feet of an unbeatable selection of safes, cabinets, and vaults for your home or office. Primate Vault offers state-of-the-art protection for your monkey, so you can be ready.
Rhonda, call the police! I'm fixing to go apeshit on this dude!
Primate Vault is proud to represent top manufacturers and offers all standards and sizes. Your primate will love our vast selection and expertise, and you'll love our free shipping. Make sure you, your loved ones, and your valuables are well protected. Invest in your future. Get a Primate Vault in your home today and check out our new Primate Vault with Identiscan.
What's that?
Gain control of your monkey with only your fingerprint.
Huh?
That's right. With a simple swipe of the hand, your Primate Vault recognizes your DNA.
You mean like if I have a booger on my finger or something, it checks it?
Something like that, yes.
Let me try.
Just don't get too close.
Ow, hit me!
And protect all your important papers and valuables from water damage with our newly designed marsupial waterproof safes. Our waterproof safes are smaller, more portable, and have a waterproof seal to keep their contents and your marsupials dry. Choose from many different styles of locks, such as security latches, key locks, combination, and programmable digital locks. Many of our marsupial safes include additional features such as mounting hardware, adjustable shelves, drawers, wheels, live locking door bolts.
Hey, what's a marsupial?
Don't be ignorant, Luther.
Huh?
Marsupials is any viviparous, non-placental mammals such as possums, kangaroos, wombats, and bandicoots.
What's a bandicoot?
A bandicoot? It's kind of like Nancy Pelosi, except they don't go on TV talking a lot of ignorant shit all the time.
I don't know what was so great about the Depression, but that's the name they give it.
Take advantage of this special radio offer and purchase your Primate Vault Factory Direct. Our factory-trained technician will deliver and install to ensure your monkey is comfortable, content, and rested when it comes time to defend your family. No representation is made that the quality of the primate protection services to be performed is greater than the quality of primate services performed by other monkeys.
A monkey is a primate and not a type of ape. An ape is a primate and not a type of monkey. A chimpanzee is a type of ape. So it's a primate, but not a monkey.
When it comes to your family's safety, we don't monkey around.
Thanks, Primate Vault!
I am not cleaning up that monkey poop.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast with great food and unsurpassed service. Our award-winning culinary chefs are committed to making your wedding or corporate event one to remember. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering. If you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. We have great menus to fit any budget, and we'll custom design any menu to complement your taste. Call our event planners at Neiman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at neimanscatering.com.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for taking us along with you this weekend, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself into. Okay, my day is complete. Since we have no nepotism rules on this show, clearly, Arnie is Earl T's cousin. What is it, Arnie?
I'm Arnie Kunstbard, scientist and inventor.
I know.
And I have scientifically invented a new invention.
Be still, my beating heart.
You know how when you text on smartphones and other devices, how the autocorrect corrects your silly mistakes?
Yes, and on several occasions, the autospell creates even sillier, sometimes disastrous mistakes.
Been there, been embarrassed.
That's why if I have something really important to communicate to someone, I kick it old school and actually call them and have a real conversation.
I have created a device that auto-corrects you while you're talking.
Wow, you mean like talking on the phone?
No, 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 no. When you're having a conversation like we're having right now, it turns your half-baked thoughts and clumsy phrasing into concise sentences.
Into what?
Concise.
Concise.
Sentences.
Where's my umbrella?
Would you like a demonstration?
Not particularly.
I knew you'd be excited. Here, put on this helmet.
A football helmet? With a glass face shield? Oh, geez.
It has sensors in it that not only pick up what you're verbalizing, but it taps into your brain to figure out what you actually mean to say.
I'm gonna get electrocuted, aren't I?
Probably not.
Probably?
I call it the vocal autocorrectulator. Just slip it on here, snap the chin snap thing, and you're ready to go.
It's not very comfortable.
It got very comfortable.
That's not what I said.
There's a knot in my ice, Ed.
It needs a few adjustments here. There we go. Okay, now, make conversation.
All right. Think it might rain today?
Stink on my train today?
I didn't know you had a train. How interesting.
This stupid thing isn't working.
The stew lid is in the wok, King.
You stir-fry stew in your wok? That's amazing.
I'm going to wring your scrawny neck if you don't get this thing off me.
Give me a ring when you want to neck sometime this spring with me.
Turn it off!
Ah, turn me on.
Jolene, I never suspected. Maybe we should meet after the show today.
Arnie, I'm gonna kill you.
Arnie, I'm going to thrill you.
Ooh, you're getting out of control with your passion, Jolene. Control yourself. No, no, wait, don't take off the...
Finally, got this thing off. Here, you wear it for a while.
Wait, no, I got... Whoa! Sorting this thing out.
Yeah, I wonder what.
Ow, this thing is on fire.
I'm Natalie Attire.
Help!
87 years ago, our fathers brought...
Goodbye, Arnie. Grief. Yuck. Arnie, please turn in your key. Jim? John, get his key. Okay, he'll find a way to get back in, I'm sure. It's what he does. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for hanging out with us this weekend. More importantly, letting us hang out with you. Because, you know, if you didn't do that, we'd be stuck with each other.
Someone with very odd taste requested the following. Somebody who obviously needs mental help has requested the following. Somebody.
Can you stop?
Well, you get the idea.
Yeah, right?
Hi, Jolene. This is Billy Davis.
Hey there, Billy. Good to hear from you.
Hope you're doing well.
Doing good. I understand you guys had a big celebration last weekend.
We had a wonderful time this week.
Everything go well?
Everything went off without a hitch.
Good.
Even Mother got into the spirit of things. She got herself a Miss Piggy costume.
Oh.
Made a real nice Miss Piggy, actually. Well, she insisted on getting her one of them candied apples, and I told her not to, that the candy was too thick and sticky. And she went and got her parcel stuck in it. You know, the part of the parcel that ain't supposed to come out, I guess. It didn't. Well, lucky for us, our veterinarian was over there running the high striker. And said he could take her up to the clinic and get them loose without messing her up too bad. But
okay.
What a sight. A giant Miss Piggy being led off with an apple in her mouth. But anyway, we had a good time, and I hope you're doing well, and we'll talk to you later, Jolene.
Okay, bye, Billy. Thanks for checking in.
Ladies, when the stresses of the day get you down, settle down into a nice hot bath. Open a bottle of champagne. Take a sip. Isn't it wonderful, the way the tiny bubbles tickle your nose? Now, pour it over your head. The tiny bubbles tickle your hair, then turn into a rich, luxurious lather.
Oh.
This is no ordinary champagne.
No.
It's Shampoo-pain.
Yay!
The delicious beverage that relaxes your body while cleansing and deep conditioning your hair. Why settle for ordinary shampoo?
I don't know.
It tastes terrible. Instead, for those special moments, enjoy Shampoo-pain, especially for those times in the big tub or shower.
when you're not alone.
Ooh la la.
Toast each other. Douse each other. Give each other's scalp a vigorous cleansing rub. Rinse and repeat. Your hair will have an intoxicating shine. Pick up some shampoo pain. Available wherever finer vintage champagnes are sold. Also at select truck stops and way stations.
We invite you to find us on Facebook. It's really simple. Just search the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour and like us.
That's where our podcast lives every week. So you can download that from Facebook, from our page there, and also at fmtalk1065.com.
Bob walked into a sports bar. He sat down next to a beautiful blonde and stared up at the TV behind the bar. The 10 p.m. news was coming on. The top story that night was about a man on the ledge of a large building preparing to jump. The beautiful blonde looked up at Bob and said,
"Do you think he's gonna jump?"
"Well, I bet he'll jump."
"I don't think he's gonna jump. I don't think you know what you're talking about. I bet that he will not jump."
Bob placed a $20 bill on the bar.
"You're on."
Just as the beautiful blonde plunked her money down on the bar, the guy on the ledge took a nosedive.
"I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen."
The beautiful blonde was very upset.
"I'm very upset."
But willingly handed her $20 to Bob.
"Here you go. You won fair and square."
No, I can't take your money. I saw this earlier on the 5 p.m. news, so I knew he would jump."
"Yeah, I saw him jump on the 5 o'clock, too. But I didn't think he'd do it again."
"Whoa."
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Daryl's Discount Cow Parts. Here's Daryl. Prices so low, you'll say moo. The same fine ingredients used by many hot dog manufacturers on your dinner table. That's Daryl's Discount Cow Parts. Everything from nose to tail, including the nose and tail.
"Hi, Jolene. It's Rusty again. I just wanted to call back over and talk to you again. I was kind of missing you. I wanted to tell you how much I like your voice. You got a pretty voice on the radio. Just wanted to tell you that. But anyway, I hope you have a good day over there, and I'll be watching you. You take care of yourself. Bye."
Live from the Gefilte Fish Radio Network.
And now, tips for domestic bliss with Sadie and Estelle.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tips for Domestic Bliss. I'm Estelle Montgomery.
And I'm Sadie Fabre. You know, Estelle, I can tell you that my Lawrence gets very agitated when I spend too much money. Is Fred the same way?
My husband cries when I go shopping.
Did you know, Estelle, that my Lawrence was able to supply all the copper wiring in our house by stretching pennies, Estelle? I'm telling you, the man is cheap.
It's a terrible problem. That's why we're here today to share with all you girls out there our solution.
You're exactly right, Estelle. We can help alleviate the stress by sharing with you the secret of the little red pen.
What's that? A little red pen?
Well, actually, you can use a marker as well.
Like a regular red marker.
Best thing you can do is get you a fine tip Sharpie marker.
If you ain't got one, you don't have to worry. They sell them everywhere.
These are sold at any of your office supply stores or at Super Target.
Oh, I love Super Target.
Super Target, where there's also a deli where you can always get a nice lunch.
Excellent lunches.
At a very affordable price.
$3.50, you can get an entire pint of broccoli salad. Very filling. All right, girls, what we're going to learn today is how to change the price tag on your merchandise after you bring it home to avoid spousal sticker shock. You know what I'm saying? All right, Sadie, get us started. What do we do first?
First thing you want to do is take some scissors and snip off any extra tags.
That's right, Sadie, because extra tags tend to make look really expensive.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes when there'll be an extra tag on there, like it has an extra button or something, or a sequin or something like that on there.
Well, sometimes just an extra thread color.
Well, snip them right off.
Snip it.
And get rid of them. Preferably in your neighbor's trash can, where they've hidden all the cigarette butts for the more 1000s they're smoking.
Or slip a few in the trash can at church.
It's best to burn them.
Burning is always best.
But if they're made from coated paper, well, they stink to high heaven.
Like burnt rubber. This happened to Sadie once. Sadie, tell him.
I remember after particularly weekly lodge haul at TJ Maxx, I set fire to about 40 tags.
Disgusting horror.
The whole house smelled like I had set our above-ground pool on fire.
Like burning rubber.
Like one of those big Bob Marley joints on fire.
Burning a blunt. And the thing is, Fred will give me, like, the third degree when I come in from shopping. And he, like, won't take my word for it. He's got to go into the trash and find my receipts, right? What about Lawrence?
Oh, I know what you mean. I once found my Lawrence going through the trash can in the kitchen looking for my Macy's receipt.
It's humiliating. I mean, who is he to stand there and berate me for spending money? That's when I decided to start changing the prices.
It's easy. You can write in any price you want.
Any price you want.
I would suggest keeping it realistically conservative.
Keep it real.
I found that 50% is very believable. This will help keep peace in any marriage.
Works for me. And if you add in a tray of Rice Krispie treats, you won't have to have sex for a week. That's this week's tip for domestic bliss. I'm Estelle Montgomery.
I'm Sadie Fabre.
We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Tips for Domestic Bliss with Sadie and Estelle.
Time to get to work on the radio spot spot.
What's a spot spot?
Funny, creative, original radio spots for your small business is our specialty.
You know, a lot of small businesses don't advertise because they can't afford to hire an agency to think up something fun and entertaining.
So what's a spot spot?
By the way, you are not allowed to do any more voiceovers.
Why the not?
Let McAdoo Productions write, create, and produce an amazing radio spot for your business.
Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900 or visit on the web at neimanscatering.com.
And now, live from her kitchen, beachside on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast, the woman who loves to eat but hates to cook, Belle Cadeau.
Hi, everybody. Belle is not in this week. Ironically, she is at the beach, just not this beach. Here's the real boss of the kitchen, Chef Alec Neiman.
Hey, Jolene. You know, I'm always liking to stuff something.
You like to stuff stuff?
I don't mean just stuff anything. I mean, Earl's already full of stuff, but we ain't even gonna go there.
No.
But
no,
Miss Belle really likes this dish, and I promised her one day I would stuff her a Cornish hen.
Okay.
She just loves Cornish hens. She thinks they're so cute.
You think she's listening?
I don't know. Now, all you need for your ingredients for your stuffing is you need a cup of brown rice, okay? I like brown rice because why? It's healthy for you.
So then, if you really want to be healthy, like Miss Belle has been trying to get me to be healthy,
you want to get you maybe a teaspoon of some organic extra virgin olive oil.
Right, okay.
Well, in the meantime, I get me a nice red onion and I dice it up really fine.
Mm-hmm.
I get me maybe about a quarter pound or a half pound of some golden chanterelle mushrooms.
Chanterelle. Okay.
All I need is a pinch of sage, a little sea salt, some paprika, a pinch of cayenne, some minced garlic, a little black pepper, and a little pinch of cinnamon. Get the oven preheated at 350, all right? You want to pre-boil the rice. Simmer the rice in that chicken broth. Cook the rice in a gluten-free chicken broth. I mean, why mess up the brown rice, okay? Just go and cook it with some gluten-free chicken broth. You're already being healthy, so don't mess up one healthy thing and then put an unhealthy thing with it. Go ahead and boil the rice in that chicken broth. And until it absorbs, all the liquid's absorbed, okay? I mean, that means it's just about done. All right. In the meantime, heat the olive oil in a little saucepan. Saute the onions till they're translucent. Add the mushrooms and the sage. Cook about 4 minutes and it keeps on going. Then add your little salt, your paprika, and your cayenne. Your onions and your mushrooms and all your little spices are all seasoned, okay? Now, you take the rice mixture, and you take these mushrooms and seasoned mushrooms and onions, and you mix it all together, okay? Now, in the meantime, I forgot to tell you, you got to take the Cornish hens. You got to make sure there's no giblets and no insides.
Yeah.
Run it under some good cold water. Rub your hand down in the cavity to get anything out. Let it flush it out really, really good. Really clean the cavity, okay?
All right.
And then you want to stuff this rice and this mushroom stuffing all up in the cavity of this Cornish hen. you'll notice that even the skin on the breast, you can like peel it just a little bit back. You can get your fingers underneath. You can stuff a little bit of rice mixture under that. Now, the reason for pre-cooking the rice and stuff is you don't want it to swell anymore. It's already pretty much fully swollen, and it won't like grow and swell inside the Cornish hen. So that's one of the reasons for that. So in the meantime, you sprinkle the, so you put a little seasoning over the Cornish hen, and you want to bake it in the oven at 350 degrees for an hour and 15 minutes. If you got some leftover rice, you can place it in the oven after about 45 minutes, you know, that the Cornish hens have been in there. If not, just save it, warm it up in the microwave, and you can serve the Cornish hen sitting over the extra little bit of rice you got if you want to. Now, is that not a good idea, how to use all of your leftovers up in one shebang?
I love it.
All right. Well, Miss Bell's going to really enjoy this. I'm looking to impress her. Mm-mm-mm.
Hey, you can contact Alec at namanscatering.com.
See everybody next week.
See you next week.
Roxbury. It's the political blockbuster book of the year. It names names. It pulls no punches. It tells you what happened and what didn't happen when what happened happened. And don't let anybody tell you it didn't happen. It reveals the lies behind the rumors, behind the truth, behind the conspiracies to hide the truth, behind the rumors, behind the lies. This book, written by an author who knows how to write books, is sold on Amazon and bookstores that carry it. You'll be shocked. You'll be amazed. You'll be out $16. Don't wait to hear the fake news that may come out about the way fake news has destroyed the truths behind the conspiracies, all of which are words you'll find in this book. In some order. Get it now, because if you don't, you won't have it.
Got more of that pie.
Right now, he's probably rolling out on the handicap ramp, cause the stairs a little risky. Right now, he's probably gonna stop for a dozen glazed hot, likes his cream a little crispy.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, he's probably driving through for a supersized goo apple pie with his combo.
Making a triple.
Cause he don't know.
Quadruple.
That I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries. Wipe two boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough, then broke his zipper so he can't go. Maybe next time he'll think before he eats. You gonna finish that sandwich?
Don't even look at my sandwich, woman.
Right now, he's probably in the kitchen with a big piece of cheesecake drenched in tapioca. Right now, he's probably saying, I'm full. Needs an Alka-Seltzer or a bucket full of Pepto. Right now, he's probably hanging on for his dear life to that bathroom commode. Oh, he don't know that I rub my rear in several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries. Wiped my boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough.
Hey.
Then broke his zipper so he can't go.
What's wrong with the zipper?
Maybe next time.
I gotta go, man.
Yeah,
we got a pair of pliers. Jaws alive. Yeah.
Won't even share a bag of cookies with his best girl. So the next time that he eats.
Okay, now. I think I'm up. No. Here we go again.
And I rub my rear in several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries.
Oh,
wipe two boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough.
Hey,
broke his zipper so he can't go.
Whoa.
Maybe next time he'll think before he eats. Oh, maybe next time he'll think.
As if meat were broke up.
Yeah.
Because I can still make the dinner buffet.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.